Hi there. Welcome to the Animals Naturally podcast with me, Suzanne. The aim of this podcast is to give you tips and ideas on how you can use complementary therapies and holistic approaches with your animal. Whether your animal is large or small, there's a large range of ways that you can help your animal to have a more naturally healthy lifestyle. In this episode, you can learn more about how you can train in hydrotherapy for animals. Hydrotherapy is becoming increasingly common for helping animal health, particularly in its role in the treatment plan for a range of conditions, including obesity, so weight management, preoperative muscle conditioning, the conservative management of developmental orthopaedic diseases such as hip dysplasia, and postoperative recovery from orthopaedic surgery. It can also be used palliatively, for fitness, and for your dog's emotional well-being or your other animal's emotional well-being. So, are qualifications needed to become a hydrotherapist working with dogs, horses or other animals? Well, strictly speaking, no. The title of canine hydrotherapist, equine hydrotherapist or animal hydrotherapist aren't legally protected. But there are professional training courses that you can take which lead to recognised qualifications. If you're properly qualified, it will give your potential customers some confidence. Remember too, that it's an offence for any person other than the owner of the animal to treat an animal unless the permission of the vet in charge of the case or to whom the animal would be referred is sought and obtained. A veterinary surgeon is extremely unlikely to refer any customers to you unless you are fully qualified and insured. So what qualifications are there in animal hydrotherapy and how can you get them? Hydrotherapy is commonly used to help horses and dogs, but it's also possible for other animals to receive hydrotherapy too. Generally, there are separate courses for canine and equine hydrotherapy, with other small animal hydrotherapy courses also available. Given the different physiology of each animal species and the variety of different ailments they can experience, different knowledge is required. Although you can become a therapist who only offers hydrotherapy, many veterinary surgeons and physiotherapists, plus other animal physiotherapists or other animal therapists, train in hydrotherapy as an extra service to offer their animal customers. And certainly for me, I have personal experience of that, with my dog's veterinary physiotherapist also being a trained animal or canine hydrotherapist. And it certainly enables a range of treatment options for your dog if a therapist, if a therapist offers more than one modality. If you want to work as a canine hydrotherapist, then you can take a qualification that enables you to become a member of either the Canine Hydrotherapy Association or the National Association of Registered Canine Hydrotherapists or the Institute of Canine Hydrotherapists. These associations all have the same aim of setting minimum membership requirements, which mean that you have to complete certain courses to join them. And these all aim to make sure the dogs are safe. This may seem obvious, but it can be easy to overlook small details. So a dog owner who wants a safe hydrotherapy experience for their loved canine and also to make sure it's getting the best possible benefits from the therapy will want to ensure that you're properly qualified, and by being a member of a professional association it can give some security that actually you have met some minimum standards. If you want to work in equine hydrotherapy and be a member of a professional association, then consider joining the Institute of Equine Hydrotherapists, which is part of the Institute of Registered Veterinary and Animal Physiotherapists. I'll put the links to the show notes of these membership organisations. It's important to consider carefully what the professional association is that you're looking to become a member of, as there can be a variance in their requirements. Being able to have access to continuous professional development and part of an organisation with high quality standards will give your business extra rigour, as it will show you're also offering a high quality service. Although safety is important for anything, working with animals in water does present additional risks. So understanding the safest way to work with animals is vital to avoid causing injury or even a death. So what training can you complete to be a hydrotherapist working with animals? If you're interested in training to help dogs through hydrotherapy, there are a few options within the UK and also abroad. When choosing your course though, look to see what the qualification is and if it has any kind of accreditation. If it does have accreditation, what is this? Which examining body are the qualifications adhering to? And also consider, what does a qualification enable you to do? Which membership bodies does it enable you to join? There's the National Association of Registered Canine Hydrotherapists, Canine Hydrotherapy Association, and the Institute of Canine Hydrotherapists, as I mentioned earlier. And likewise, there's quite a few different options, both in the UK and around the world, for equine and other small animal hydrotherapy. But the principles of choosing your course, looking to see what qualification it is and it has any, if it has any kind of accreditation from an examining body, is really important wherever you are in the world in taking a course. So, in conclusion, there are a range of qualifications that you can complete for you to be trained in hydrotherapy for animals. This could be for dogs, other small animals, or for horses. Do check what the credentials of the qualifications at the training centre you're considering are. Also, consider the facilities offered at the training centre and how easy it will be for you to get proper supervised training with real animal patients. That can also vary considerably as well, so do take that into account. I hope you found that interesting and has given you some ideas on how you can train in animal hydrotherapy. If you've got any questions on complementary therapies for animals or want more training advice on animal complementary therapies and holistic approaches, then do visit my website at taranet.co.uk, where you can find lots of free information. Until next time, goodbye.